Big Fringe, I know you're out there. One big stage to another.
I should be wasted freebasing in the basement like dark days living in an abandoned station. Love taking its toll on my soul. I'm pacing back and forth contemplating sedation. My brother Seth took his last breath when I was 5. Death 4 days before he turned 9. My parents raised him 3,000 days then. Their innocence forsaken, never reawakened. I'm shaking, placating my demise. Wounds I can't cauterize, I'm demonized. When he left, part of me died. Archery to my heart until my arteries dried out. Now the dark side of artistry is a part of my vibe. I'm martyring through partying and harboring lies. It's disheartening that I keep wondering why the departure of my partner caused a darkening sky. Sick. It can't rest, it prevents you from being your best. I was a dick and I didn't have self-respect, cause I didn't respect myself, my health, what else? The mind of an addict is all-encompassing. Over your biologic functioning, you're psychologically struggling. You're numbing and constant mumbling from your troubling mind. It's quite humbling. You double down and never share the truth. You're always bugging out, you're socially uncouth. Thinking about the next fix. What can you do to shift your mood, even if it's short-lived? You hide it from your parents and they hide it from their kids. It starts out fun and then its claws begin to dig into your soul. It takes control of your thoughts. You're never really happy until you feel the inner boss. You're sick. Myself, cause I failed so many times, crying inside, wailing for help. My pride dying as I lied about the wealth of my health. I acted stealth, but reality was my private hell. No one to tell. Every time I got high, I fell. I quelled my fears by abusing drugs and food to change my mood. Being a security blanket, my anguish I drank it at the insecurity banquet. I needed it to prove I was cool, wilding out in the studio in secret, acting foolish. All the time I was the shrewdest. All the time I was talking shit as if I lived like Brutus. I was a phony, like the ingredients in bologna, but mostly lonely inside and dying slowly. I know no human is holy, but listen closely. I self-diagnose and I heal my neurosis. What's the prognosis after living years like a roadie? Hopefully I got no cirrhosis from all the stoli. I'll always be fine, Coyote. Forever know me as the dope-ass producer and master of ceremonies. Sick.